This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha has taken up special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the government has given a strong message to Pakistan that terrorism and talks cannot go together. He said in retaliation to cowardly attack on tourists in Pahalgam, the Indian Armed Forces gave a befitting reply to Pakistan and destroyed 9 terrorist hideouts by killing more than 100 terrorists.
सभ्य मुल्कों के बीच बातचीत होती है अध्यक्ष महोदय, लोकतांत्रिक देशों में बातचीत होती है, पर एक ऐसा देश जिसके वजूद में लोकतंत्र का एक कतरा भी न हो और सिर्फ रिलीजियस फैनेटिसिज्म, टेररिज्म और हेट्रेड अगेंस्ट इंडिया हो, उसके साथ संवाद किसी भी सूरत में नहीं किया जा सकता। पाकिस्तान की नीति और चरित्र को लेकर कोई भ्रम नहीं रहना चाहिए। यह एक ऐसा देश है जो वैश्विक आतंकवाद की नर्सरी है और उन्होंने इसको अपनी स्टेट पॉलिसी का भी एक आधार बनाया। अध्यक्ष महोदय, मैं लोकतंत्र के मंदिर में खड़े होकर यह बात कह रहा हूं कि भारत को 1000 ककच देने का सपना पालने वालों को नींद से जग जाना चाहिए। यह मोदी जी के नेतृत्व वाला नया भारत है जो आतंकवाद के खिलाफ किसी हद तक जाता है।
Speaking in the House, Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi raised questions over the security apparatus in Jammu and Kashmir, saying that the government was unable to apprehend the terrorists who were responsible for the cowardly terrorist act in Pahalgam.
राहुल गांधी जी ने एक साफ साफ कहा कि हम सरकार के साथ हैं और सरकार को पाकिस्तान को एक ठोस मजबूत कदम देना ही पड़ेगा, लेकिन देश ये भी जानना चाहता है कि 100 दिन गुजर गए और 5 दहशतगर्दियों को ये सरकार पकड़ नहीं पाई। आज आपके पास ड्रोन है, आपके पास पेगासस है, आपके पास सैटेलाइट है, वहाँ पे CRPF है, वहाँ पे BSF है, वहाँ पे CISF है और आप किसी को पकड़ नहीं पाए, ये कैसा बंदोबस्त।
Ramashankar Rajbhar of the Samajwadi Party, Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Trinamool Congress MP Kalyan Banerjee, Lavu Shri Krishna of the TDP also spoke on Operation Sindoor. The discussion is underway. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day following opposition's uproar on various issues. Earth Sciences Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched 14 major products and initiatives developed by various institutes under the Ministry of Earth Sciences. These include rainfall monitoring and crop weather calendars, advanced weather forecasting systems, high-resolution rainfall data sets, updated wave atlases and seabed charts, air quality forecasting systems, marine biodiversity reports and seismic microzonation studies of 4 Indian cities. Addressing the celebrations on the ministry's 19th Foundation Day in New Delhi, Dr. Singh called for deeper public engagement and wide awareness of science-driven citizen service. 3 terrorists have been neutralized in an encounter with security forces in Lidwa's area of Harwan, Srinagar today under Operation Mahadev. The army, in the latest post on its X handle, said that the operation in the area is still going on and searches are underway. IGP Kashmir told Akashvani News Srinagar that the identity of the deceased terrorist is being ascertained. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri met Japan's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs Takehiro Funakoshi in New Delhi today. The meeting was held under the bilateral Foreign Secretary Vice Minister dialogue. Both sides exchanged views on the entire spectrum of India-Japan bilateral relationship, including defense and security, economic security, trade and investment, technology and people-to-people exchanges. They also exchanged views on global and regional issues of importance. Mr. Misri and his counterpart reaffirmed the growing importance of the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership for peace, prosperity and stability in the Indo-Pacific region and beyond. Divya Deshmukh won the FIDE Women's World Cup title after defeating fellow Indian Konaru Hampi in the final in Batumi, Georgia. The match lasted for 3 days and was decided through tie breaks, with Divya emerging victorious with a score of 2.5 to 1.5. With this achievement, Divya became the 4th Indian woman grandmaster. This victory also made her the 88th person overall to reach this milestone. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated Indian Grandmasters Divya Deshmukh and Konaru Hampi on being the winner and runner-up respectively at the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.